Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Success with Ease. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It's great to have you with us. Today's show is so exciting. I have with me Ayurvedic chef and owner of Dosha Cafe right here in Hallandale Beach, Florida, Chef Sonia Tagaro. So welcome to our show, Sonia.
Hi everybody, thank you.
It's so great that you joined us. Now, not everybody's familiar with the word Ayurveda or the idea of Ayurvedic cooking. So can you share with us what that means?
Ayurveda is a Sanskrit name that means Ayu, life, and Veda, knowledge, science, and truth. So Ayurveda is a science that helps us to prevent, to live better and longer.
I love that. So what inspired you to become an Ayurvedic chef?
Well, in 2008, I was 350 pounds, and I lost in a little more than a year, 150 pounds. And for that time, I was eating anything in a healthy way that allowed me to create my first business in catering as a fitness chef. But I started meditating, and I ended up at the Chopra Center and find out about Ayurveda. I tried for me Ayurveda meals. I started feeling fantastic. So from that, I ended up in India. And when I came back from India, I said, I want to help people. I want to become a very practitioner, and I want a very chef, and I'm here to help others to heal.
I am so inspired. In fact, most recently, I was there, and you were the caterer for a Deepak Chopra very special event held at Unity by the Sea in Miami. And he was there. He was speaking to an audience of hundreds of people. He had a book signing, and you were the caterer for his VIP special event before that. So, can you share a little bit about what you prepared for that event?
First of all, I want to say that it was an honor to cater someone that was my whole inspiration, and he was there, and even I took classes with him, and he was many hours with us, but being with him, and he asked at the end of the event to go back with all the meals that I prepared, you know, appetizer, that was for me like the little ribbon of my journey. No, I started inspired by him and cooking for him. That was incredible.
So can we share what we ate for the evening? Are you not allowed to give out those secrets? Or can we share a little bit? What did you prepare?
Okay, I prepared a little almond bonbon, savory one. So it was, you don't have to expect something sweet. It was almond with the spices and herbs. I prepared a little croquette with rice and paneer. Paneer is a non-fermented cheese. I don't use anything fermented in my kitchen. And I prepare a sandwich pizza. Sandwich means food full of light and energy that create in your inner self peace and calm in your mind. I did a special cold soup. It was with beets and a cashew cream and mint chutney. I prepared two kinds of mousse. Was one with saffron, another one with carrots, and brownies with herbs. Herbs of your brain. Oh, my God.
I'm hungry. This is great. We're ready to eat. Now, can you help clear up a little misconception? Because I think a lot of people hear Ayurvedic cooking, and they say that that's got to connect to being ethnic and only Indian cooking. So why don't you clear that up for us?
To the Indian restaurant, I don't find Ayurvedic meals. That means that all the Indian food is Ayurvedic, and not all Ayurvedic meals has flavor from India. You can cook Italian flavors and be Ayurvedic, because you have to, just the only thing you have to do is combine in the right way the ingredients.
Combining the right ingredients.
What do you want to know about that? In fact, I even heard that you're going to make it possible for people to have cooking classes, and that you're going to do a cooking class right here at Dosha in Hallandale Beach if the folks are nearby, and they can definitely check with you and contact the restaurant here at 954 954-
612-4888. And they're going to be able to go on to the website, which is, of course, always under development, but it's AyurvedaDoshaCafe.com. And they'll be able to go to Unity by the Sea. They're offering some very special classes. Now, it's my understanding that when you do these classes, that they're going to be themed so that people will be able to go to a class, learn how to make something and prepare it at home, and that each class is going to have a different theme. So they're all going to be unique. But you don't have to have one course before taking the other. Is that correct?
Yes, that is going to be like an individual segment, and everyone has the initial and the final, like a whole. No, so you are not going to miss anything, but it's better, of course, if you get the whole cake.
We want the whole cake? Yes. So now we're going to also find you on Facebook. And so what is the Facebook? It's going to be Facebook. Ayurveda Dosha Cafe is also how you find Chef Sonia on Facebook. I want to talk a little bit about additional inspiration, and your mom also was an inspiration for you to move towards health and wellness. What happened there?
My mother has a double bypass, and
heart issues.
Yeah, my grandparents also, and when she was in her recovery, my father had a stroke. So she started taking care of him, and she put herself in the second level. And even after my father recovering, she went to her doctor, and the doctor was really impressed and said, "What did you do, Maria?" "Maria is my mom." "Say, why, doctor?" "Because your heart is supposed to be in less the condition."
It's a better condition than the doctor expected.
Exactly. Yeah. "What do you do?" And yeah. "My daughter gave me a diet and brought me some herbs and from Ayurveda, and I'm here." So, okay, your heart is better than I put my hands on.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
It definitely does work. Now, I know that there are certain things that you talked to me, and I've actually shared this wonderful dish called khichdi, and it's a staple of the diet. So can you tell us what it is, khichdi?
Okay, khichdi, as a chef, I can define like a stew, a mixture with grains and legumes. But as a Vedic chef, I can say, and I'm a Ayurveda practitioner, I say that it's a healing dish. Because when you eat that, you are detoxifying your body, nurturing your body, your digestion is easy, you don't need too many enzymes. Yeah. Totally. If you have a good digestion, you are never going to have any.
Congratulations.
going to, you know, bring in more people, some of the things that you're doing?
Well, besides the meal plans, I do catering, I do the cooking classes.
You're going to have events here, though. My understanding is you're going to actually bring in, people are actually going to book events, and part of the event that you're going to have here will always involve some of your beautiful cooking elements. And so there'll be private dinners. If folks would really like to be able to have come down here and have something special set up for them, you're going to be able to do that. They couldn't really as easily do it at home. The space is set up for you to be able to do that. You also talked a little bit about adults bringing their children, and you're starting to see that the parents are coming in with the children and introducing them more to this lifestyle. Can you talk a little bit about that?
A guy with his daughter showed up, and she asked me if I have any vegan butter.
Vegan butter?
Yeah. She's 5 years old, because from Orlando, and when I saw him walking through his car, and it was the real Iron Dad, my first thought was, is he teaching them to eat veggies? And when they arrived, and that was her first question, I guess they guessed. You are a real Iron
Daddy.
I love that.
And for folks that are just tuning in, you're listening to your host, Lori Wilk. I'm here with Chef Sonia Tagaro at Dosha Cafe in Hallandale Beach, Florida. So if you're coming down to South Florida, you definitely want to make it your plan to get here. Some of the fun things that we have coming up here, one of the Ayurvedic practitioners who is close with Chef Sonia, she's going to be hosting a special event because dealing with women and helping women to understand the importance of this Ayurvedic lifestyle. She shared with me here how one of the ladies had problems with ovarian fibroid cysts, and it's so important to be able to have food that is eaten for the purpose of health. And a lot of times people that go to the doctor and will get medicines to get healthy, but in this lifestyle, you eat for health as compared to just taking medicine. What else would you like to share in that philosophy in the last minute or so?
Yeah, Western medicine is just about medicaments, but we go to the root of the problem. Yeah, exactly. For example, I have one client that she is under a diet that inhibits the estrogen production.
Estrogen, the
thing
of
the
yes.
So she's eating few ingredients, green beans, broccoli, cabbage, onion, buckwheat, millet, and berries, pineapple, because that is all that she can have, but that is helping her to reduce the size of the
fibroid tumors. There is so much. We're excited that you're here and that you're offering this to the public. And then I think as people start coming in here to Dosha Cafe, experiencing what you offer, people start having parties and events, and people taking your classes, I just see that this business is going to grow. And before we know, you're going to have your own building and your own, big business. So I'm very honored that you came with us and shared some of this on our show here, Success with These. And for those of you that are listening, definitely want to take down the phone number. If you're in South Florida, 954-612-4888. And the website you're going to want to go to is www.AyurvedaDoshaCafe.com. We will post links to upcoming events for you. Ayurveda, 5,000 years, Chef Sonia has really made such huge progress in her life. She used it to change her life and transform her life, and she's really inspired to be able to help others transform their lives, to live healthy, to provide this kind of food where other people were not doing that. But I'm really looking forward. Will you come back and share with us some more and keep us posted?
Sure. I will.
I love that, and I can say that the food that I've eaten here, I don't want to leave. And when I come in here and I eat, I'll eat food while I'm here. And it's like before I go, no.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Appreciate it.